The Gemara has a question here. When the Poel eats, does he eat Mishelo or does he eat Mishel Shamayim? Iboilu Po Mishelo Ocho Mishel Shamayim Hu Ocho. Lamai Nafkamina, the Gemara asks. Damar Tnulish the Yobanai. If we say that it's Mishelo Hu Ocho, then he's allowed to give it to his wife, to his kids, to his friends. Ela I Amart Mishel Shamayim Hu Ocho. That it's only for him that the Torah gave it, and it's not in order for him to give out to other people. So Rashi explains, what are these two sadim, what are the two possibilities here? That it's either Mishelo or it's Mishel Shamayim. So if it's Mishelo, Rashi says, Tosefes Scharhu, Shosifu Lo Torah. The Torah, it's still Zachi Le Torah, Rachmana, but the Torah gives him a Tosefet on his Schar. It's like a little bit of a bonus, right? Many jobs have bonuses. So, you get your regular salary, and in addition to that, you get to eat some fruits. You're going to save money. Maybe when you get home, you're not going to need to buy a big lunch. You can just buy a Danish. So you also save money. Yeah, this is all Tosefes Schar. It's extra additional salary. What's the tzad of Mishel Shamayim? Says Rashi, Matonos Gemilas Chasodim Kishar Matnos Aniyim. This is not a Tosefes on your work. It's not a salary increase. It's the Torah gives a, you can even call it like a halacha here, that you don't have to give him an extra salary. The salary is the $50 that you worked out with. But the Torah also has other halachos, a matana, tzedakah, matnos aniyim. You have to, just like the Torah sometimes requires you to give money to a levi, sometimes give money to a kohen, you have to give money to an ani, you have to give money to a worker. Not as part of his salary. What's the nafkamina? So the nafkamina is he allowed to pass it on instead to his wife, to his kids? It's not, some people are asking, oh, because his wife and his kids are an extension of him. No, it could be a friend as well. That's why I stuck in a friend as well. The idea here is it his bedine mominis? And therefore, if it's his bedine mominis and koshin mishpat, so then I'm allowed to give it to whoever I want. It's my money. Just like my salary is my money, this extra is my money. So I can say, listen, thank you very much, but I brought my kid along for the job today. He'll eat the grapes while I work. Are you allowed to do that? Now, I realize there's going to be lots of questions here, like how much would you be able to give to your kid? We have to do like the industry standard, how much does the average person eat during the workday? Because we all know you're not allowed to take more, you're not allowed to do achila gasta. So if you're giving it to your kids, I mean, how much are you allowed to give to your kids? The amount that you would have eaten, seemingly. So how do we cheshbon that? Okay, so the details of how to cheshbon that, some people are asking, I don't know. You have to somehow figure out a way, but based on if it would have been allowed to give it to your wife and kids, Basin would have had to figure out a way to not come into the surim of eating too much, taking home, etc., and at the same time be allowed to pass it on. So that's the nafkamina. If it's Mishelo, it's a Tosefes Schar, it's part of your salary. So then, just like it's part of your salary, you could say, please send a check to my wife's bank account instead of my bank account. You can also pass this along to your wife and or to your friend instead of taking it yourself. But if it's Mishel Shamayim, the Torah has a din. You know, it's almost like it's more of a Yoredeya Dikadin than a Choshen Mishpat Dikadin. It's not Dine Mominis. It's almost like Isser V'Hetter. It's almost like a halacha. The halacha is that if someone's working in your field, you got to give him grapes. Not because you got to give him more money. No, you give him the amount of money you worked out with him. But you have to allow him to eat. You have to give him the opportunity to take fruits. And it's for him, not for your kid. Right? If someone is a levi and he's supposed to get meiser, is he allowed to say, you know what, instead of the halacha of meiser being that you give me the money, I have a cousin, he's not a levi, but he's a poor guy, give him the money instead. Are you allowed to say that the dinim of meiser are now shaykh to your cousin instead of you? If your cousin's not a levi, it's for you. So this is the question in the nafkamina, which is presented itself by the Gemara. Now the Gra suggests that there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and how to interpret the tzad of Mishel Shamayim. What does that mean, Mishel Shamayim? So Rashi says in Dibra Mascha Lididei, Bitztaka, V'chol Zman Delo Matali Yadei Lo Zochele, Delay Svelish Tobana. You can't say give it to my wife and kids instead of me, because according to the Mandara Mishel Shamayim, when does it become mine? It only becomes mine once I get it. Meaning, if you hold Mishelo, I'm allowed to say, instead of giving it to me, give it straight away to my wife. But once I actually get it, then I am able to give it to my wife and to my kids, Rashi says. Mishelo means I can give it straight away to my kids. Mishel Shamayim means I can't give it straight away to my kids. It's only for me. Nachanami, once I get it, I can give it to somebody else, Rashi says. But according to the Ma'amar Mishelo, it doesn't have to come to me first. According to the Ma'amar Mishel Shamayim, it has to come to me first. Because it was, in Achrami, let's say our case was the Levi. If you give your Meiser to the Levi then could theoretically give it to his cousin. Whether his cousin can eat it, we have to get into the discussion. You're allowed to eat Meiser, you're not allowed to eat Meiser. Truma will certainly be a big Shaila. I mean, it won't be a Shaila. He's not going to be able to eat it. But that's what Rashi says. Comes Tosfos, and if you read Tosfos carefully, and the Gra makes this Ha'ara, so the Gra says that if you look at Tosfos says, and if it's Mishel Shamayim and Dibra Maschil E, in Mishel Shamayim hu ochel, lo yavinin luhu. You're not allowed to give it to the wife and kids. Why? Shelo zikalo hakosav elamashu loes veochel ve'ein lo koach litein klum. Says Tosfos, it doesn't become yours until you eat it. Rashi and Tosfos seem to argue, everyone agrees Mishelo means that you can give it straight away to your wife and kids. But if you hold Mishel Shamayim, so at what point does it end up becoming yours? Rashi says once you take it, you can pluck it off of the tree and then give it to your kid. And Tosfos says, no, only when you chew it, which means you will never be able to give it to your kid. Right? The nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos is going to be a situation where once you've already gotten it, can you then give it to somebody else? Right? The Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara's nafkamina is, can you say, instead of giving it to me, just give it straight to my wife and kids? Straight to my friend. That's a machlokas, Mishelo, Mishel Shamayim. Okay, but what about if I got it? Can I now give it to my kids? I've already taken it. So, Rashi would say, once you've taken it, so now it's yours. And you can give it to someone else. Now it's interesting because you can't take it home.
How are you even allowed to put it in your mouth?
You can't take it home. So why not? I mean, if it became mine once I took it, why can't I take it home anymore? What's this Isra Bel Kal Yecha? According to Tosfos, it's very nice. According to Tosfos, it never became yours, maybe even. I know Tosfos' Lashon is it's Mozika Lo Akasav Elamashu Lois. But that doesn't necessarily mean it became yours. It could be that according to Tosfos, you are allowed to eat it. It doesn't actually become yours. You are allowed to eat it. But you certainly can't take it and then give it to your kid. The Minchas Chinuch, interesting, I gave it to you in brackets. Minchas Chinuch, first of all, says, I'm not so sure Rashi really holds this. This Rashi Tosfos Machlokas that the Gra sets up. Minchas Chinuch says there's some other Rashis that sound like he's learning like Tosfos. He also points out just an interesting nuance. He says that, let's say you take it, and then the Bailam take it back. They grab it back from you. You take it, and the Bailam grab it back from you. So he says that, according to Tosfos, Mishel Shamayim, he wasn't over on Geneva, the Baal Bais. It's a Baal Bais. If you took a grape off the tree, and you're like, you're about to put it in your mouth, and the Baal is, no, I don't think so, and he takes it out of your hand, and then he turns to the girl next to him, he's Mekadesh Leisha, she's Mekudeshes. Because indeed, a moment is, it was always the Baal Bais. However, he was over on a lot, on an assay. Why? Because the assay is, you're supposed to allow your workers to take food. You're supposed to allow them to take food and eat it. So if he takes it to eat it, and then you take it away from him, so that you're not supposed to, the Torah's not happy with you. But lemaisin dine mominis, it was always yours as the Baal Bais. It only becomes his, in quotation marks, once he eats it. Okay, let me ask you a question. Which sheet makes more sense? Which shita needs more explanation. Rashi to, I'm not talking about Mishlo Mishel Shamayim. Let's talk about Mishel, because we're going to see, Lahalacha, we pass him Mishel Shamayim. The Gemara itself has like a whole amud and a half of rayas back and forth. And it's not conclusive, I believe, the end of the Gemara. But, Lahalacha, we pass him Mishel Shamayim. Now, within Mishel Shamayim, we have two understandings, Rashi and Tosfos. Which one makes more sense? That it becomes yours once you get it? or it either never becomes yours or it becomes yours once you chew on it. Which one makes more sense? So the Bach suggests that Rashi works better in the words of the sugya. Why does Rashi work better with the words of the sugya? Because the sugya says that if he says, give it to my wife or my kids, ain't shomim lo. Meaning, we don't listen to him to give it to his wife and kids. But it's mashma that if he gets it, he can give it to his wife and kids. The limitation is here that if he says, give it to my wife and kids, we're not going to listen to him. That's what the Bach suggests, that maybe Rashi's a little bit more yimaduya. I thought perhaps you can say that it's dependent on the psukim. We have two psukim, right? What does the first pasuk say? Listen, it's really very, very sweet, I think. Listen at the... listen to the two psukim. Ki sovo v'kerem reyacha. V'ochalta anovim k'nafshecha. What does it sound like in the pasuk?
You're eating.
That when you eat it, it's yours, when you eat it. What does the next pasuk say? What? Therefore what? We learn other dinim from Kenaf Shecha.
No, it's like it's yours. It's not. It's
no, that's not what Kenaf Shecha means. Kenaf Shecha, we have halachos that we learn from Kenaf Shecha. It means either you can eat to your heart's content, but the stress in the pasuk, what your right as a person who's tavo became reyacha, v'yachalta. Sounds like, when does it become yours? What's your right? Your right is to eat it. Which would mean, if you read up that pasuk, you can't take it and give it to your wife. The Torah never gave you that right. The Torah gave you a right to eat it. That sounds a lot like Tosfos. When you read the next pasuk, Kisavo bekamas reyacha v'katafta mililos v'yadecha. What's the katafta?
To pluck
them. It sounds like this pasuk, the Torah is giving you the right to pluck. So, I don't know, Tosfos would seemingly like the first pasuk better. The Torah says, the Torah gives you the right to eat. It doesn't give you the right to take them and give them to someone else. And according to the second pasuk, where the stress is on your ability to be kotefer. So it sounds like you have the right to pluck them. You can't say, give them straight to my wife and kids, because that's not your right in the Torah. Your right in the Torah is to take them. Now, once you take them, then you can give them to your wife and kids, because it becomes yours once you take them. Lamaisa, what's the halacha? So, in terms of this machlokas Rashi Tosas, because I already said, we pasken like the man da'amar that Michel Shamayim. So if you take a look in the Rambam, and I'm happy to debate this, if we want to debate this, but if you listen to the Rambam, look what the Rambam says. Poel shamer tzul ishti ubanai, ma shani ochel, o shama harini, no say me'at mizesh natalti. If someone says, give this stuff straight away to my kids, my wife, or someone says, this stuff that I've already plucked, please give some of this to my wife and kids. Ein shomin lo, shelo zoch satora el lepoel atzma. It's mashma in the Rambam that even if you already plucked it, if you want to give it to someone else, you're not allowed to. Why not? According to Rashi, you're allowed to. Sounds like that the Rambam's learning like Tosfos, that you don't have a right to it once you pluck it. You seemingly only get the right once you've eaten it. The Torah quotes both opinions. The Torah quotes Rashi and Tosfos, and I cut it off for you in the Makoros sheet, but the Torah sides with Tosfos, and sure enough in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch also sides with Tosfos. Now, how can we understand... Yes, please.
The Ram, I think, it's not saying like Tosfos exactly.
Okay,
the Ram, because the Tosfos seems to say, number one, we explained that it might not even be Zohar, it might just be a matir.
Okay.
To eat it. And the Ram doesn't mention eating, he says El Lepol Atma.
Correct. But the fact that he says that stuff that you already plucked, you still can't give away to anybody else.
Right.
Why not?
It sounds like it works better with the second pasuk also.
Why not? You haven't gotten it yet. You've gotten it. Why isn't it yours yet?
The psukim alone, he said Tosos works better with the first pasuk and not the second pasuk.
Okay.
But it sounds like the Rambam works best with both psukim.
That's fine. But the point ends up comes out. Remember, the point ends up coming out that even after you've taken it, it's still not yours.
Right.
So that's Tosos. Yeah.
According to Tosos, if you chew it, you can then give it to your kid.
If you chew it and then you take it out, you're able to give it
to
your child.
He says,
so, well, he says, Lois ve'ochel, right? Lois ve'ochel. So what you mean to ask is, let's say you eat it and then you barf it up onto a plate, can you then give it to someone? What? You chew your cud.
You encourage your
Yeah, why?
Okay.
Beautiful.
There you go. Yes. Well, what? Say it.
Why is there not here between Rashi and Tosfos with Gurgit Misha Isha? Because even according to Rashi also, isn't it when I give it back to the
Rabbi? According to Rashi, once I take it, it's mine in Dine Momenes.
Okay, fine.
So if he takes it from me, it's not his.
But I could, as the Torah, I could, let's say, 500 stars a day. So granted, I'm going to put this one into my house, I'll just get this one instead.
But once you took it off the tree, it's yours.
Okay, fine. But I'm going to give it back to you as the Rabbi.
You're not giving it back to me. I take it from you. Not that you give it back to me. I take it out of your hand.
So what's it? But
according to Tosfos, when I take it out of my hand, I'm taking my thing out of your hand. The Torah says, you know, let's get to that right now. Hold that thought. Well, let's get to that right now. Excellent. Very good.
Why can't I walk away as the Torah? I picked every single one, and I'm now, okay, what?
What do you mean, you picked every single one?
According to Rashi, that you get it when you pick it. At what point, which stalks does the Torah get, and which stalks go to the Rabbis?
Whichever one you pluck.
I'm plucking a million, I'm the Torah.
No, you pluck it to eat it. Meaning, I think the way that it works with the stalks is that you use your chermesh and you cut off a bunch. Now, you're not allowed to do that when you want to eat. When you want to eat, you got to, like, pluck one. Like the grapes also. I don't think for the Baal Bais, you sit there plucking one for him, what, two for him, three for him, up, one for me. With the grapes, you take off a whole eshkol, or what's it called? A cluster. He cuts clusters for the Baal Bais, and he puts them in his thing, and while he's doing that, he picks one grape for himself.
But what's stopping me from walking away after I just...
Who's me? Who are you?
As the Poa.
Yeah.
Who are you?
If there's like two mice that can done in here where I just corn it when I pick,
right,
and then I just have to return it.
Wait, who's returning? What are you talking about? You pluck one, and as you're going, he grabs it out of your hand.
But why can't I just go get a different one?
You can.
So then why is this one so special?
Because it's yours once you pluck it. Once you pluck it to eat it, it's yours. The Torah gives you the right to pluck individual grapes and they become yours. Hold that thought. Can we understand the machlokas? Let's say like this. Can we understand? Let's try to understand Tosfos Shita, and then by working backwards, try to understand the machlokas between them. So maybe we'll start with the Torah Tamima, because it's very nice and it's very sweet. The Torah Tamima says as follows. He says, listen, this idea of Mishal Shamayim means that the whole idea of why we have this mitzvah that the poel gets to eat is in order to benefit the Baal HaBayis. We want the worker to have strength. And this is especially understood, we keep going back to this, in light of the Ramban al Torah that we saw by Biyom HaTitin Saro. Normally a Sakhir is a poor person. He's, maybe even if we want to really juice this up, the poor person, maybe himself doesn't have so much food in his house. Maybe he's regularly, whenever he gets food, he's giving it to his kids to eat. And he's missing meals. So he's coming to work for you now. It's in your interest that if he's hungry, then he should eat a little bit. He'll work better. And therefore, the Torah says, this mitzvah is really for you, Mr. Baal HaBayis. Maybe that's the whole idea of Mishal Shamayim. And therefore, it doesn't become yours when you take it. The Torah doesn't want you to take it. The whole idea of the mitzvah of the Torah is that you should eat it. That's the whole idea. Meaning, the opinion of Mishelo, which we don't hold like, holds perhaps. This is all about the poel. The Torah says, poels, they need a lot of money. So in addition to their regular salary, you got to give him a bonus. Let him eat a little bit on the job, right? I'm Mirza Hashem. I'm going to go with you soon and eat the fine Shalvin cuisine for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bonus for my job. And why? So maybe you could say that Rav Yamar wants to give me a nice extra little chupar, I'm saying Hebrew, a little extra bonus. So in addition to the amazing salary I'm going to get here as a Rebbe, in addition to that, I'm also going to get a meat bomb or a Raz dog for lunch today. And that's going to be a Tosefes on my salary. That's Mishel Poel. Mishelo, excuse me. But Mishel Shamayim says, no, maybe Rabbi Lewitz's wife's not such a good cook. Maybe he didn't have such a good breakfast this morning. And we want him this afternoon to be talking to guys, and he has to have strength in order to talk with guys. So it's in our interest that he eats. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense. We pass that second sad. Mishel Shamayim. Mishel Shamayim means that the reason why we want the poel to eat is because it's in the benefit of the Baal HaBayis. Oh, if it's in the benefit of the Baal HaBayis, Shitas Tosfos makes so much sense. It doesn't become yours when you get it. We're not trying to give it to you. We want you to eat it so that you have strength. That's the whole idea here. And therefore, Tosfos Shita makes so much sense if you learn like the Torah Tamim. Here's another way that we can look at this machlokas mishalom, mishal shamayim, and dafka the shita of Tosfos, and that is to not talk about is it for the poel or is it for the baal habayis, but let's talk in other terms. And I'm going to use this as like a backdrop to talk about Rav Chaim. Maybe the way we would look at this is it's not so much about for the poel versus for the baal habayis, but it's much more of a discussion about dinei mamonos. And we sort of already hinted to this before. Maybe the opinion of Mishalo holds that the Torah gives the poel a schut mamoni in the produce in the field. Again, it's a tosefis onto the salary. And he has dinim in dinei mamonos in the produce. So he gets a salary. In addition to that, the Torah gives him a certain amount of fruits. It's his. B'dinei mamonos. And that's why we saw that he could go to Kadashinisha with it. Maybe he can even say, give it straight away to my wife. Why? Because the Torah gives him a schus mamon in the produce. Okay, that's the opinion of Mishalo. What is the opinion of Mishal Shamayim? The opinion of Mishal Shamayim, and again, this I think is sort of what we spoke at a minute ago, is that maybe I don't get a schus mamon. It's not mine in dinei mamonos. It's always the baal habayis's. From beginning till the end. It never becomes mine. And what? But the Torah tells the baal habayis that he has a halacha, not a dinei mamonos, in dinei yoredeya, and in dinei isser v'heter. He has a halacha, he has to allow me to eat. But he has to allow me to eat what? He has to allow me to eat his fruit, not my fruit. When Tosfos says the Torah only gives it to him once he eats it and swallows it, that doesn't mean it ever, it's not like, not some of you are asking, oh, what if he chews and swallows it and spits it out? It's still not yours. It's never yours. The Torah says to the baal habayis, you have to allow this guy to eat your fruits. And therefore, the opinion of Mishalo holds, it's actually a din that it becomes mine in dinei mamonos. And the opinion that holds Mishal Shamayim holds that it never becomes mine in dinei mamonos. It's always the baal habayis's. I have a schus to eat it, but I'm eating off of his table. Right, like Moshe Lamad Davardom, you come to my house for a Shabbos meal. Right, we discussed this with the question with the bottle. You win the. You come to my house for a Shabbos meal. Am I being machnet to you the piece of chicken that you take onto your plate? And when you eat that piece of chicken, you're eating your chicken, or it's always my chicken. Even after you swallow it, it's my chicken. It's my chicken that you're eating at my house, so I give you the right to eat it. That's Mishalo Mishal Shamayim. Mishalo holds. When you put the piece of chicken on your plate, it becomes your chicken. That's what it's called when you have a guest over. You're giving him chicken. And the opinion of Mishal Shamayim says, no, I have an obligation as being the host to give you a piece of chicken. But it doesn't become your chicken. It's always my chicken. And therefore, you can't, like, take the chicken and then go outside and sell it. You know, oh, who wants to buy a piece of chicken? I say, what are you doing? That's not your chicken. You're like, what do you mean? You gave it to me. I didn't give it to you. I gave you the right to eat my chicken. But it's my chicken. That is another way that we can look at this machlokas. It's not, and that shita tosfos makes a lot of sense. You only have the right to chew it. You don't have the right to take it and then give it to someone else because it never becomes yours, right? Yoni, you were saying like, well, when's the Maisakinyan exact? There's no Maisakinyan. There's no Maisakinyan. It's always the baal habayis's. You have a schusachil. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch says, it could very well be that if the baal habayis rips it out of your teeth and takes it back, he didn't do gzeila. Now, he might have done something wrong, because the Torah said, let him take food. But he's not over on Gezeila. If he goes to his Mekadosh Nisha with that saliva-filled grape, you know, saliva-coated grape, it's going to be Kiddusha, because it's always his. Magamar Mishalo is going to say, hey, once I took it, it's mine. If you try to take it out of my hands and be Mekadosh Nisha, it's not Mekudesh, it's not your money. But the Magamar Mishal Shamayim holds, it is your money. Now it's in your money. I mean, sorry, it's always the baal habayis' money. Therefore, the baal habayis can take it. Okay, what time is it? 15. Perfect. Rav Chaim Brisker. So let's we're going to end up coming to another perspective on this whole sugya, but let's go slowly and get the build up Rav Chaim here. So we have a Mishnah in Mi'ilah. The Mishnah in Mi'ilah says that if a person is working as a poel in a field of hektesh, he doesn't need any of the hektesh. Where it says, why not? The drosha. Re'achah v'lo shel hektesh. If your animal is working in a hektesh field, you muzzle the animal. You don't let the animal eat. Why not? Disho has a disho shelo velo shel hektesh. So we have two gzeres hakasos for a poel and for a animal that's working in the field. Tosfos asks two questions. Question number one, which is an implied question, and I think we mentioned this in Shir the other day. Why do you need a pasuk at all by a poel? Tell me, a poel doesn't eat when he's working in a hektesh field. Of course he doesn't eat. You know why? It's an isser of me'ila. Now let he eat hektesh. You tell me, oh, it's because of chasav of reyach of alosha hektesh. No, it's because there's an isser. Just like I said, what if the guy's working in a field and the field is filled with poisonous grapes? So don't tell me, oh, you don't eat it because of exeris hakasav. You know why you don't eat it? Because you'll die. That's why you don't eat it. So here also, you know why you don't eat it? For a technical reason. You can't eat hektesh. Why are we telling us, you know, fundamentally, there's no mitzvah of achilas poel b'sada in a sada shel hektesh? You don't have to come onto a fundamental that doesn't apply in a field like this. Just say he can't eat there because of another problem, because it's hektesh. Question number one. Question number two, and Tosfos answers that question, by the way. Tosfos says, well, wait a second. You normally can't eat in someone else's field because of an isser gezeila. Apparently, the mitzvah of achilas poel overrides, you know, let's call it like ase docha los ase. Let's just call it that. There's a mitzvah sase to allow him to eat. There's a mitzvah lo sase called gzela, when you eat in someone else's field. So the ase says, push away the isser, you're allowed to eat. So same thing here. If it wasn't for this pasuk, so yes, there's an isser me'ila. But the Torah says to eat in the field. So apparently the isser me'ila won't apply. Usually there's an isser me'ila, except when the Torah tells you to eat in the field. So if we didn't have a pasuk telling me that it doesn't apply in a hektesh field, I would assume it does apply in a hektesh field. Oh, it's me'ila. Very nice. Me'ila got pushed away because of the mitzvah. I say about those poel b'sada. So that question Tosfos thinks he has an answer to. But there's another question, which is, what do we need a separate drasha for lo stafsom shor b'disho, that doesn't apply in a hektesh field, and achilas poel, and that doesn't apply in it? Just have one, learn it from one place and learn it after the other one. Write it by people and learn it after shor. Write it by shor and learn it after people. It's the same halacha. What do we need two separate gezeras hakasos for? So Rav Chaim is going to do two things. First of all, he's going to answer that second question. He's also going to come and show that the first answer of Tosfos, this whole idea of like the assay pushing off the lav of Me'ila, is much more nuanced and deep the way I just said it to you. So how does Rav Chaim do this? So Rav Chaim does it first by making an ikar chiluk between the din of a poel eating in a sadeh and the din of a shur being allowed to eat in the sadeh. The idea that you can't muzzle your shur, and the idea that you can't stop the poel from eating in the field. He says, and these terms will be familiar to you now, based on our hakdama here that we've done all up until now in this year, that a poel is a schus mamoni. It is a monetary obligation to the poel. The proof that he brings is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that even a Gentile worker working in a Gentile field owner's field is allowed to eat. Why? What do you mean? That's not one of the shemitzos of Bnei Noach. Or is it? Which one would it be? The din of dinim. Dinim is the halacha that dine mominos apply to non-Jews. So the Rav Chaim says, how could it apply by a Gentile worker in a Gentile-owned field? Because it's a monetary law. Monetary law is one of the Zion mitzvahs, Bnei Noach. Monetary laws. So it's a monetary obligation between me and my worker, as opposed to lo sachsom shor b'disho. That is not a monetary din. That's not a choshen mishpat din, but rather it's a yoredeya din. It's iser v'heter. V'haraya, my animal working in my field, I'm also not allowed to muzzle. If it was a monetary din, it would mean that if Shimi's animal is working in my field, I have to let Shimi's animal eat. Why? Because we have this monetary obligation. If his animal's working in my field, I have to provide food for him. He's going to save money. He's not going to have to feed his animal. That's if it's dine mominus. It's not dine mominus. It's dine iser v'heter. It's a halacha. It's not a monetary relationship between us. And that's why it applies in my own field with my own animal. That's also why the din of lo sachsom does not apply to a goy. Why doesn't it apply to a goy? How come a goy is allowed to work an animal in the field and to muzzle it? It's because he doesn't have mitzvahs. Oh, but it's dine. It's not dine mominus. It's not to name mominous here. That's why a poel Gentile working in a Gentile field does apply, and the din of los nachos Rabbi Kishon does not apply. So Rav Chaim has made a fundamental chiluk between poel and shor. Okay, now what does that do for us? So that helps us understand the amkus of Tosfos' question. Let's go back to Tosfos' question. What was Tosfos' question? Why do we need a pasuk? His first question was, why do we need a pasuk to tell me that a poel does not eat in a hekdesh field? Just say it's an Isser Me'ilah. That's why. So how did Tosfos answer that question? Tosfos answered by saying, how did Tosfos answer that question? He answered by saying, I would have had a havamina that what? That the din of Me'ilah gets pushed away, just like the Isser of Gezeilah gets pushed away. So wait a second. What in the world does that mean? Let's say what it does not mean. You know what it does not mean? It doesn't mean that, oh, the din of poel is a mitzvah, so it pushes away all Isurim. We know for sure it does not push away all Isurim. For instance, if a Nazir is working in a field of grapes, is he allowed to eat the grapes? Why not? He's also for him to eat grapes. Wait a second. But the mitzvah saseh of Achilas Poel pushes away the Isur of eating grapes. We don't say that. Why not? Because this is an issue of a schus mamon. You have a monetary right to eat in the field. It's not an Isser v'hekter issue. I'll give you another thing. If you're working in a field and the field is filled with Meister Sheni, you're allowed to eat it? No. Why not? Because you're not allowed to eat Meister Sheni. Oh, but it's a mitzvah. I say go hello, say. You see that that's not what Tosfos meant. So what did Tosfos mean? What Tosfos meant was that there's no Isser Gezela because of the mitzvah of Achilas Poel. Why? Because Isser Gezela means I'm not allowed to take money that's not shayach to me. And the mitzvah of Poel tells me that I have a monetary schus to the stuff. It's not that it overrides or pushes away the Isser Gezela. Rather, it makes the Isser Gezela not shayach. What do I mean by that? If I'm like about to steal Schlomster's almonds, and as I'm about to grab them, Schlomster says, I'm machna to you the almonds. When I now grab it, was I over on the Isser Gezela? Why not? Because it's mine. I was taking what was mine. I hope you're welcome me for that almond. Yes. It's not yours? It's Jake's? Okay. Jake owes me a lot more than just the almond. So we're gonna count that. So the why is there no Isser Gezela when I take the almonds? Because they're mine. So too, what did Tosfos mean? Tosfos said, why do we need a pasuk? I would have thought that it doesn't apply by hektish. Why? Why would I thought it doesn't apply by hektish? Well, just like Isser Gezela doesn't apply, so the hektish doesn't apply. What does that mean? So what that means is as follows. It's not that it overpowers the Isser Gezela. The Isser Gezela is not shayach because the mitzvah of Achilas Poel means I have a monetary right to the grapes. And that means that when I'm taking that, I'm not doing gezela. Me'ila is the same thing. Rav Chaim says, Me'ila is not an isser to eat or to take hektish. Me'ila is gezela from hektish. It's taking from hektish something which is shayach to hektish and not shayach to you. So I would have had a havamina, not that the isser of me'ila gets pushed off, but that just like there's no isser of gezela, because the Torah gives you a monetary right to the grapes, the Torah also gives you a monetary right to the Hektesh grapes. And therefore, when I eat the Hektesh grapes, I'm not stealing from Hektesh. The Yisod of the Isser Me'ilah. Rav Chaim is teaching us the Yisod and the Isser Me'ilah. The Yisod of the Isser Me'ilah is to steal from Hektesh. And therefore, if Al Pi Dinei Choshen Mishpat, if Al Pi Dinei Mominos, these grapes are mine, the Torah says, you can take grapes. What the Torah is saying is, these grapes are not owned by Hektesh anymore. When you're working in a hektesh field, and you are hungry, and you pluck a grape, you plucked your grape. You didn't pluck the grape of hektesh. I'll pee mominous, it's your grape. That's what I would have thought. And therefore, I would have been able to. Comes the Gzeres HaKasov, and the Gzeres HaKasov says, Reach HaVeloshel Hektesh. No, it doesn't become yours in a hektesh field. In someone else's field, like the Balabayas' field, it becomes yours. And that's why you're allowed to take it. And you know what? If you ask me, hey, isn't this gezela? That's not gezela. It's not gezela to take a fruit an olive that a grape that was became yours, but in a hektesh field, you aren't allowed to take this. The Torah never made it yours. Okay, hold on one second. So hold on. So if it's not for the drasha, we would have said that there's no esrim me'ilah, kamash malam, exeris akasov, that there is no schus mamon for me by a hektesh field. Rav Chaim says this now also answers the other question. What is the other question? Why can't we learn? What do we mean a mucker also for a shore and also for a poem? Why can't we learn one from the other? Says Rav Chaim, you know why you can't learn one from the other? Because they're totally fundamentally different parshios.
They do.
Poel is about that you get a schus mamon in the grapes. Los Nachsum Shor B'disho is a halacha, it's an ifter. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal. It's not a dine mumminus. When the animal eats, let's say it's my field and it's Shimmy's animal, and he's eating in my field. Is he eating my fruits, or is he eating Shimmy's fruits? He's eating my fruits. The Torah doesn't say that when Shimmy's animal is walking around in my field working, the fruits become his in dine mumminus. They never become Shimmy's. He's eating my fruits. But if Shimmy, not his animal, if Shimmy was working in my field, what's the din of the fruits? They become Shimmy's. That's the fundamental difference between Shimmy working in my field, where the fruits become his in dine mumminus, as opposed to when Shimmy's animal is working in the field. When Shimmy's animal is working in the field, so then it doesn't become his fruits, they're still my fruits. And that's why you can't learn out one from the other. Ad kan divrei Rav Chaim. Why am I quoting Rav Chaim? Because you see that Rav Chaim is learning a third way to look at the machlokas Mishelo and Mishel Shamayim. We said maybe the opinion that says Mishelo holds that it becomes the worker's grapes. And the opinion that says Mishel Shamayim holds it never becomes the worker's grapes. And that's why you have to eat them. You see that Rav Chaim was learning that even according to the Man Davar Mishel Shamayim, what was the status of the grapes? They become yours. Which means also the Man Davar Mishelo and also the Man Davar of Mishel Shamayim holds, it becomes yours in Dine Mamnus. So we're going to have to figure out from Rav Chaim then what's the machlokas, what's the Yisod machlokas between Mishelo and Mishel Shamayim. But you see that according to both Mishelo and Mishel Shamayim, you have a schus mamon in the grapes. So when all the dust settles, we have this fundamental question, how do we look at the relationship between the poel and the fruits in the field in which he's working? When does it become his? And does it ever become his? We suggested maybe that's the machlokas Mishelo and Mishel Shamayim. The opinion Mishelo says it becomes his. The opinion Mishel Shamayim says it never becomes his. You're always eating, like when you eat a piece of chicken in my house. You're always eating the balabayas' food. Rav Chaim says no. Rav Chaim says both according to the Mandar Mishel and the Mandar Mishel Shamayim, the Pasuk Mishel Shamayim, it always becomes yours. That's why there's no Isser Gezeila. That's why there's a Havamina that there's not going to be an Isser Me'ila. That's why we can't learn out Poel from Shor. Because the Yisod of Achilas Poel, even according to the Mandar Mishel Shamayim, is that the fruits become yours. You're eating your fruits. And we go back to the simple understanding then of the machlokas, that it's simply a machlokas. At what point did the Torah make it yours? Did the Torah make it yours after you plucked it? Or did the Torah only make it yours when you actually chew it and eat it? But according to both opinions, it becomes yours in Dine Mamas. And what that means very beautifully is that the whole sugya of Los Achtim Shor B'disho is a sugya Nisr V'Hemter. It's a sugya of halachas, not momentous. The sugya of Achilas Paul B'Sada, Mishelo, Mishel Shamayim, is a sugya in Dine Mamas. The Torah gives you, the poel, the fruits, to be yours. At what point? When can you give them to someone else? Okay, that's a machlokas, Mishelo, Mishel Shamayim. But everyone agrees, according to Rav Chaim, that they become yours.